You're listening to SBS News.
So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
That's United States country singer Dolly Parton doing her bit to promote COVID-19 vaccinations in the US. In Australia, medical organisations are worried about the lack of urgency and fear the government's current messaging isn't reaching those who are hesitant about vaccination. The Australian Medical Association wants a more effective national strategy to motivate people who are in no rush to get their shots. AMA Deputy President Chris Moy has warned Australians are vulnerable to contracting COVID until enough people are inoculated.
We are completely the victims of our own success in having no COVID and having really quite an artificial perception of the fact that we have no risk. And what we are seeing across the world is essentially that there is a tsunami of COVID across the world with increasing virulent strains. We're seeing the cracks already in our hotel quarantine, and somewhere along the way it is very likely that it's going to break out and it's going to visit Australia, and suddenly the risk comes in. So until that happens, we are completely exposed and essentially sitting ducks, both as individuals, but also at a community level, until we get enough people vaccinated, and particularly those over 50.
A new media campaign to be launched within weeks will focus on encouraging older Australians to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The Prime Minister said the government was spending $40 million on advertising, focusing on those who are happy to get vaccinated. Mr Morrison zeroed in on concerns about the AstraZeneca jab, saying it had been safely administered to his wife, mother, mother-in-law, the Health Minister and Health Department Secretary. Earlier, he argued there was no point in targeting messages to younger people because they could not yet get vaccinated. He's encouraging anyone with concerns to speak to their GP.
There's around 65% of the population who's very happy to go on the vaccine. So right now the focus is ensuring that those who are very happy to go and do it, go and do it. And there's plenty of opportunity for them to do that if they're over the 50 at present. And that's why we just simply encourage those who already are happy to go and have that vaccine to go and get that vaccine. And we'll continue to have the conversation with the rest of the population about their concerns that they may have.
Australia surpassed its daily record yesterday with 95,000 doses administered in the previous 24 hours. However, 1.5 million doses are still unused in clinics across the country. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there was strong interest in her state for vaccination bookings and plenty of incentive to build herd immunity. She also adds, along with vaccinations for the over 50s, people in the 40 to 49 year old age group are now able to access vaccination in different parts of the state.
I'm pleased to announce that in addition to the hub at Homebush, where 40 to 49-year-olds are able to access the Pfizer vaccine, that Health will now be able to take bookings for people at 25 sites around New South Wales. 17 of those will be in rural and regional New South Wales, and Westmead is one of those sites where if you've already registered your interest and you're 40 to 49 years of age, you will now be able to get your jab at one of 25 locations across New South Wales.
Meanwhile, a man is in a serious condition in intensive care in Adelaide after being confirmed with blood clots linked to receiving the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. The 53-year-old had his first dose of the vaccine on the 4th of May and was admitted to hospital on Tuesday with severe abdominal pain. Authorities are also investigating a probable second cause of thrombosis in an 87-year-old woman in South Australia who received the AstraZeneca vaccine last month. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Nicola Spurrier says the man's in a very serious condition and her thoughts are with him and his family.
This is obviously of great concern, but it is something that is not unexpected. So we know that TTS can occur in approximately 1 in 100,000 people that are given AstraZeneca vaccine. So it is a rare occurrence, but because of the number of vaccines that we're giving across our whole community, of course, it would not be unexpected for this to occur.
Some doctors supporting Australia's culturally diverse community say they're noticing patients with a multicultural background are more likely to have concerns about being vaccinated, with some wanting to choose which vaccine they will be given. Many migrants are reportedly reaching out to doctors who speak their language as concerns grow that the government isn't doing enough. Dr. Tuan Quoc Tran sees many Vietnamese-speaking patients who are mainly concerned about vaccine side effects.
Oh, the question is that, are they going to get a clot? Is it safe? So they do worry about a clot. But I explained to them, you know, the chance of getting a clot is pretty minimal. If, you know, they get the infection, it will affect, many people can die, and it affects the economy, and it allows the virus to mutate and to carry on.
And Scott Morrison has met with Disabilities Minister Linda Reynolds to discuss the rollout of the vaccine in residential care, which was criticised as an abject failure at a Royal Commission hearing. The inquiry was told less than 1,000 disability care residents and only 1,500 workers had received their jabs out of an estimated 23,000 people, despite being in the first phase of the rollout. The Prime Minister claimed part of the problem was some people had received their shot without it being tallied in overall figures. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.